Okay, hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is Sunday night, February 14th. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, this evening, we have a short psalm, Psalm 36. Why don't we go ahead and we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. You ready to pray?
I've got daddy.
You're right, we don't have coffee tonight. Oh well, can we still pray?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We thank you that with you there is mercy and there is life abundantly. Please let it well up in us as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 36. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, to the servant of the Lord. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself with his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Does he sound like a good person or a bad person?
A bad person.
That's right. He's talking about a bad person. Now he says something else. You ready? He says, "Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds."
Now he's a good guy.
Well, yeah, now he's talking about God. That's right. "Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast." Do you remember seeing the big mountains?
Oh, I climbed on a big mountain.
Yeah, did we climb a big mountain?
A pink mountain.
No, we didn't climb a pink mountain, but did we go up on a big, huge mountain? Do you remember that when we went to Colorado?
And I'm giving a pickle up there.
Oh, and we got a picture up there. That's right. Do you want to know what? God's mercy is higher than the mountains.
But I go down and I'm not cheated.
You what?
I'm not cheated.
You didn't see it? You didn't see it? Probably because you were sleeping in the backpack, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think that you could miss God's mercy?
I sleeping in daddy's backpack.
You were sleeping in daddy's backpack, that's right. But God's faithfulness reaches all the way up to the clouds, past the mountains, even higher than Papa when he's flying in his plane. God's mercy is that big.
But I'm not teaching him in his plane because him gone in his plane.
That's right, you can't see him in his plane, just like you can't see God. Okay, let's keep going. "How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise." Did you hear that?
Yes.
That God is, for with you
but
is...
But me not Jesus. God day and night.
That's right. You can't see God day or night, but is he there?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear what he said? He said, "For with you is the fountain of life." Do you think that God can well up in you a fountain of life?
I get the kisses with me with my tip, and I go God in the dark.
You can trust God when it's dark?
Yeah.
That's right. You sure can. In your light, we see light. Can God enlighten your eyes to know about him?
Oh, and I take a kitty with my mommy and with my daddy and with with my title and with my dad.
With your brothers.
And with my brothers and with my title. And with my daddy and with my elders.
Yeah, so do you think that we should trust in people or do you think that we should trust in God? That's right. We should always trust in God. Can God protect us? Can he put us under his wing and care for us?
He can in the dark.
He can care for us in the light and in the dark. You're right. You ready to pray?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that in you there is a fountain of life, that just like you told the Samaritan woman, that you are that water and we'll never thirst again. So, Father, we pray that you would care for us and protect us. Thank you that your mercies are greater than the heavens and higher than the mountains. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you today, and may you have a great night's sleep. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.